Parliament has ended the debate on the President's State of the Nation address delivered on the 16th of last month, in commending President John Evans Atta Mills for fulfilling his constitutional mandate. The leaders of both sides of the House said government has ensured steady economic growth. The majority leader, Cletus Avoca, said the sound growth rate of Ghana's economy has made it a haven for investors. He said the president was on the point to spell out the achievements and plans to propel the Better Ghana agenda.
Madam Speaker, as far as the question is concerned, I'm happy to observe that government has kept faith with its resolve that it will not abandon agriculture on account of the oil fines. This is very important. This has been the problem with some countries after discovering oil. But the government should be highly commended for even doing everything possible to increase agricultural production through improved agricultural technology, provision of equipment and logistics, expansion of facilities, all leading to increased food production and food security in the country. The NDC administration does not have a separate ministry for fisheries, but is handling the sector so well as if it had its own ministry. Much has been said about single spiral salary structure, but the important point to make about this is the fact that this administration makes sure that when there are hard decisions, no matter how hard they are, if they will alleviate the suffering of the Ghanaian worker and the Ghanaian citizen, we will take that decision. Anybody who was at the parade grounds on 5th of March at the Independence Square or saw the display of the security services, personnel and vehicles, the equipment, etc. that they had, from the police to the armed forces to the fire service, will agree with me that our security services are being taken care of very, very well. We have demonstrated that we can defend the country internally and externally. And I want to take the opportunity to assure all Ghanaians, it is intended to improve and enhance our quality of defending Ghanaian citizens. It is not intended to use any Ghanaian soldier to terrorize Ghanaian citizens. No.
On the teeming unemployment situation in the country, Mr. Avoca had a word for the regulatory body for tertiary education.
I'm therefore taking the opportunity to invite the National Accreditation Board to have a second look at the accreditation of universities or tertiary education institutions. They should focus on science and technology, and they should make sure that they are balanced in the location they have in the country. Otherwise, in Accra, you go every 2 kilometers or 5 kilometers, and there's a university. And many of them don't even have the infrastructure that is increasing the number of unemployment we have in the country that can lead to frustration and instability.
Majority Leader Cletus Avoca. The Minority Leader Osechie Mensah Bonsu applauded President Mills for speaking to the facts. He said government should not be complacent on the increase in the production of cocoa, but should move a step further to address the processing of the commodity locally. He said the amount the country is pushing onto the payment of judgment debts should have been captured in the address. Mr. Che Mensah Bonsu said other issues like ways of increasing access to secondary education and employment opportunities were not well spelled out in the president's address.
If we must concede, we are very far away from affording the right work to every Ghanaian. One would have thought that the president would have critically addressed the huge issue of unemployment in our society. The Kufuor administration deepened the F-cube concepts that have been introduced by the Rawlings regime, with the introduction of school feeding, capitation, free exercise books. This government has continued in this vein. But what is outstanding is making secondary education free. Madam Speaker, Article 38.2 provides that basic school education shall be free within 12 years after the promulgation of the Constitution.
Minority Leader Osechie Mensah Bonsu.